You're listening to SBS News.
What began as a protest against US airstrikes has now escalated into military deployment. The US executed a series of airstrikes on the largely Iranian-trained Kataib Hezbollah bases in Iraq and Syria earlier this week after a US civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base. The US struck three locations in Iraq, killing 25 militia fighters in the Iraq strikes and injuring at least 55 more. On Tuesday, Iran-backed militia and other protesters stormed the US embassy in Baghdad, vandalizing property, setting fire to the US flag, and chanting "Death to America." The US has responded by announcing it will deploy 750 troops, with a full brigade of 4,000 military personnel also placed on standby. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will stand its ground in Iraq with no plans to withdraw troops or to close the embassy.
You have to put this in a larger context. This is 40 years of the Islamic Republic of Iran engaged in global terror campaigns, nuclear weapons dreams, and nuclear enrichment capability to existing today. We came in when the previous administration had provided lots of money. Lots of money that was used for that nuclear program, lots of money that had been used for terror all around the world to develop their missile program. Trump administration has taken a very different view. We put real pressure on the Islamic Republic of Iran. We will continue to do so. And as you saw the president say today, we will continue to hold the Islamic Republic of Iran accountable.
But Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran had nothing to do with the protest outside Iraq's U.S. embassy.
The Americans find some excuse, attack Iraqi soil, and martyr a number of people. I, and this is not just me, also the government and the people of Iran, strongly condemn this crime by America. That gentleman has again tweeted, they tweet, speak, or write articles, and he has said, we see Iran responsible for this, that Iran is controlling this, and that we will respond to Iran. First, you can't do a damn thing. This has nothing to do with Iran. Second, be logical.
As protests entered their second day, the US sent helicopters to circle the embassy, with Marines on the ground firing tear gas to quell the demonstrations. But Kataib Hezbollah spokesman Mohammed Moui says they won't be intimidated by the renewed military presence.
We don't care about these aircraft that are flying over the heads of the picketers. Neither do we care about the news that America will bring Marines. On the contrary, this shows a psychological defeat and a big mental breakdown that the American administration is suffering from.
Protesters retreated from the US embassy on Thursday after Iraq's caretaker Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi called on the crowds to withdraw. Most then spent the night in a string of tents set up outside the embassy's perimeter walls. They're vowing to stay there until the US withdraws its troops. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.